Our reason for being involved in the coalition really has a lot to do with, the two parts of the farm bill, the commodity title and the nutrition title. And obviously, the nutrition title is a part of the farm bill that impacts the work that we do. You know, as a private nonprofit, we rely pretty heavily upon a private-public partnership to, feed the thousands of people that need food assistance in South Dakota. And so, the public part of that piece is really, from our standpoint, those commodity that we gained access to through, USDA programs that fall under the Farm Bill. So, our interest in the Farm Bill is really to ensure that they could get a Farm Bill passed so that there can be some stability, in knowing, what kind of commodities are going to be available for these nutrition programs that are funded through the Farm Bill.
You know, it's been positioned as Republicans versus Democrats, those that have not. And feeding has been one of those things that the grand old party has pretty much said, no, we don't want it to be a part of it. You give a pretty good case for why we need to keep that in mind.
Well, I think there's a couple parts. I think, really the Farm Bill traditionally has never been a partisan issue. It's always been a bipartisan bill that always impacted, politicians in the districts and the constituents they served all over the country. We got farms of all kinds and shapes and sizes growing everything from, wheat to cotton. And, the fact that all of a sudden you have, the House wanting to break out and separate the commodity title from the nutrition title, I believe in large part is to make that nutrition piece a partisan issue. You separate it from the Farm Bill, then it's going to easily become exposed, to those partisan issues. And you're talking the House, you're talking a $40 billion cut, just to the SNAP program.
Matt Gasson is the executive director of Feeding South Dakota. How many people do you feed a year?
Well, we're touching over 100,000 lives in the state of South Dakota each and every year. We're averaging on, probably 400 or so to 600 families, each week out of our two pantries, our pantry here in Sioux Falls and our one in Rapid City. And then we're also working in distributing food out to about 350 nonprofit charitable organizations, all across the state of South Dakota. Actually, we're dealing with an agency in each one of the 66 counties.
Matt Gasson, and you're working with a guy that I know, Rev, with a big event later this month.
That's right, Jam Against Hunger. 13. The Rev has been, the mastermind behind this event for all these years and just does a fantastic job. Do it at Terrace Park. Mm-hmm. He brings a bunch of his band friends together, and they give a free concert down at Terrace Park on Sunday afternoon, and it's just a great event, always has been. And we appreciate it so much because it provides us food, and monetary donations at a time of year when things are generally pretty slow because of the summer months.
And again, this is the public sector that is working, the private sector with Rev, all these people that come in and bring the food. They provide meals for people, much like there were meals provided yesterday for the farmers with what the Sioux Falls Chamber did with a great Ag Appreciation Day at our own fairgrounds.
Yep. It certainly is, and it's a big part of all the needs to be done, and that's reaching out and being able to feed those individuals and families in our state that are struggling to put food on the table.
Matt Gasson, Executive Director, Feeding South Dakota. So what should people do to let their friends in Congress and the Senate know?
Well, I just think it's important to reach out to, your congressional delegates and tell them that, we want them to pass a Farm Bill. An extension isn't an option. It costs us more money in the long run, and they just need to get off the dime and really, I think, do one or two things. They need to compromise. They need to collaborate and compromise and come up with a plan that's settled and get a Farm Bill passed. It's so vitally important to, not only the ag people in our country, but also from our standpoint, those people that rely on the public support for food assistance.